from systems thinking so that systems approaches can be, that is, taking into account long-term, you know, long-term thinking. So from strategic foresight, how to think more effectively about the future, to incorporate it into planning for complexity, how to manage in the kind of plans that require multiple programs to be considered at once. So like with affordable housing and social change, and the problem of affordability is also related to the planning of the city itself, to urban planning and livability. All of these kind of aspects come together, together at once. You can't separate them out into separate plans anymore. And so this requires a change in mindset, which we now refer to as coming from systems leadership, which requires taking an integrated view of long-term planning, being able to anticipate the future and to speak about it in meaningful ways to your constituents. It means training executives to be able to use some of the kind of tools that we've developed for systemic design. And by that, so like the book Design Journeys Through Complex Systems has a set of 30 tools. Now, for systems leaders, we wouldn't expect them to learn all 30. We make the distinction between tourists and explorers, because there are a lot of people already have learned either advanced design or strategic foresight and systems thinking practices to some extent, and they may be able to adapt some of these tools in their own ways. We call them explorers. But tourists are, and they could be managers and executives that are learning these types of tools for the first time, and they want to learn about them step by step. So how do you map out who your stakeholders are and where they're located in different areas of society or different networks and how they connect? And so this type of actor mapping, as we call it, is, one of the first tools you might learn. And that would be helpful for systems leaders to learn.